Welcome to Richardson's Cove Baptist Church. We're glad to have you. Tune in with us and Dr. David Ayers from our Wednesday evening Bible study as we study God's Word together.
Pastor Tim to come and bring our Bible study for Wednesday night. Come on, brother.
I have a totally different view from up here to an empty sanctuary. But I wanted to share my heart with you here tonight a little bit about some things that the Lord spoke to me on the last couple weeks or so and got me to thinking. And there was one day last week I sit and we're going to, if you got a Bible and you want to read along with us, I'm going to be in the book of Habakkuk. You know, that's one of those minor prophets there in the Bible that we know is in there, but we don't ever look at too much. But it's got three chapters in it, and I sat down one day and I started reading and I read through the whole book before I'd even known what had happened. And man, there were some amazing things that I saw in there that are very relevant to where we're at in the United States right now. So if you found the book of Habakkuk, you can flip over a couple pages and you'll be in chapter 3, which is the last chapter. And I'm going to be reading out of verse number 17. And if I had a title for what we're going to talk about tonight, it would be, I Will Rejoice in the Lord. But after we look at this, verse 17, Habakkuk says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olives shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. I thought, man, this guy is in trouble. Look at everything that he's saying here. Now, the book of Habakkuk, we know he's one of the prophets, but if you look at all the other books of the prophets, you'll see God is speaking through the prophet to his people. In the book of Habakkuk, it is just a dialogue between Habakkuk and God. Amen. So Habakkuk is saying this to God. He says, although that the fig tree doesn't have a blossom on it, he said, the vines, they have no fruit on them. The olive will not produce. The fields have no food. The flock is cut off from the fold. And there's no herd in the stalls. He's in a mess. And we're kind of in a mess right now. We don't really know what's going on. And you may be feeling like that. God, what are you doing? But you go on down into verse number 18. And Habakkuk says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk on mine high places to the chief singer on the stringed instruments. Now you listen at that dialogue in verse number 17. Everything is wrong. Then you step to verse number 18, and Habakkuk says, but I am going to rejoice in the God of my salvation. Now, we started at the very end of this book. Was it always that way for Habakkuk? No. I'll flip back to the left right there just a second. Flip over to the left, and let's look at what Habakkuk starts out with in chapter number 1. Chapter number 1, verse 1 says, the burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. Habakkuk starts this dialogue out with God. He says, O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear, even cry out unto thee of the violence, and thou wilt not save? So Habakkuk's seeing all this stuff go on. There's nothing happening good for him. Everything is bad. And he's crying out to God saying, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? How long have I got to cry? And I know a lot of us have been out crying, God, get rid of this. Get rid of this violence. Get rid of this virus. We know that you can do it. We may be standing there today. I know I have looked at it that way. And Habakkuk wants to know why. And he goes on and he talks to God in chapter number 1. But the amazing thing in chapter number 1 in verse 5, you look down there, God answers Habakkuk on this part of it. Why are you doing this? I like what God said. He said, behold ye among the heathen, and regard the wonder marvelously.
For I will work a work in your days which ye shall not believe, though it be told you. So basically God says, Habakkuk, even if I tell you what I'm doing right now, you're not going to believe me. You're not going to believe me. And what God tells Habakkuk that he's going to do, he's going to raise up the Chaldeans or the Babylonians, and they're going to destroy everything that Habakkuk knows. It's what God basically tells him. He said, everything's going to get destroyed. And he says, this is where we're headed. And I'm telling you this, but you're not going to believe it. So if God told us what he's doing right now, we wouldn't believe it. I've heard a lot of people say, well, this is what God's using to get his word out. That may be very well true what it is, because the church doors are closed and everything's going out on social media. There are thousands and millions of people hearing God's word right now. It could be. I don't know. I don't know why God is doing it the way he's doing it. Excuse me. I don't have corona. I've got white tree fever. I'm promising you that. It's all over my truck and my cars. That's why I was coughing. But Habakkuk says, oh, Lord, how long are you going to do this? God says, if I tell you, you're not going to believe me anyway. So Habakkuk's going to have to endure this suffering, just like we're having to endure this suffering right now. And when we look at that, we don't like to suffer. I know I don't like to suffer. Romans chapter number 5, verses 3 through 5. I think Scotty may have read some of this last week. Chapter 5, verses 3. He says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that in tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because of the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So what's going to happen here? Well, we're slowed down right now. We're going through a tribulation. So God is trying to show us something. He is saying that our suffering that we're going through now is going to produce some faith, some patience, and endurance that we go through. And when we endure this, it's going to give us some character, I believe. And the character is going to produce that hope that we have. And hope, it does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into us. That's the key to it. If you've got God's love in you and you're a child of God, then you're going to be able to endure this. we might be as Habakkuk right now, not understanding what God is saying or doing, or why God would use this suffering for good. Habakkuk tells God in chapter number 2, this is the second dialogue. I encourage you, please go and read this book. Read through it, read through all of it. You'll see some amazing things. Habakkuk tells God in chapter number 2, when you open chapter number 2, Habakkuk's like, well, God, he says in verse 2 and 1, I will stand upon my watch and set me up on the tower and will watch to see what he saith unto me and what answer I am reproved. So Habakkuk's laid down another challenge to God. He says, all right, you've told me everything in chapter number 1 that you're going to do. He said, I'm going up on the wall and I'm going to get on the watchtower and I'm waiting. Can't you just see me? So I'm going to stand right here and I'm going to see what you're doing, because I really don't understand what's going on. So, and how that you're going to use this suffering for good. He said, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to wait. I don't understand why you're doing it. I don't understand this situation. And I know that you've heard my request, and I want to know what it is that you're going to do about it. So in chapter number 2, you read through there, and God tells Habakkuk everything that's going on, how that he is the rich are going to be made poor. Where are we at right now? This thing has leveled the playing field. It doesn't matter if you're the richest man in the world right now or if you sleep in the gutter every night. Every one of us are on the same plane at this time. It's going to affect us. So God tells Habakkuk in chapter number 2, if you read through there, basically that's what he's saying. He said everything's leveled out right here. You're all facing the same thing. Everybody's going through the same thing. If you're exalted, you're going to be made low. And Habakkuk still isn't understanding this, but he starts to accept it. He starts to look at it and accept it in chapter number 3. When you look over in chapter number 3 and you start reading there, you're going to see 4 things. You're going to see praise for God as a person. You're going to see praise for God's power. You're going to see praise for God's purpose. And you're going to see praise because of faith in God. Habakkuk, let's look at that last three verses again in Habakkuk. He says, although the fig tree shall not bloom, neither shall the fruit of the vines, but the labor of the olive shall fail, the field shall yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold. There shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in the God of my salvation. When we come to the realization that God has a purpose, God is all-powerful, he's all-knowing, and he's got our best interests at heart, we can be like Habakkuk was, going through the times that he was going through. One of my favorite verses of Scripture, and this is where I say that Paul, the apostle, that he was from East Tennessee. If you don't believe that, just listen at this. Romans 8:18 says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. I reckon that the suffering we're going through now because of the coronavirus, I reckon that the suffering you may be going through because of an illness, a sickness, cancer, whatever it is that you're going through, if you're a child of God, I reckon, just like Paul says, I reckon it has nothing to do with the glory that's coming one day through our Savior Jesus Christ. And that's about all I've got tonight on that. And I hope it's a little bit of encouragement to you that the things that are going on, God's in control of it. We think we got control over a lot of things. We have control over nothing. And I think that we're starting to realize that in our country and in our lives. And in my own life, I know that. I have no control over a lot of things that are going on, but God does. So as we get ready to close here, and I'm glad David got up and spoke a little bit before, or I wouldn't have kept you all as long as I have. Like I said, it is a privilege to stand here, and I do miss each and every one of you when we get in here on Sunday mornings and sing. It's Amber and I and Amanda, we've all talked about how that we miss the feedback from the people, seeing a smile on somebody's face while you're singing, and it does make a difference in here. So y'all continue to pray for us as we come and we try to get God's word out to you and worship with you in the way that we can. And man, I'm looking forward to the time when we can fill this sanctuary back up and come in and rejoice and pray and praise God together. So this time I'm going to pray, and we'll be finished up here. But Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this night, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the prophet Habakkuk, Lord, and for the things that we can see when we look and study your scriptures, and we look at the things that Habakkuk went through, Lord, and your answers to him, God, because, I mean, it just almost seems like he was seeing some of the same things that we're seeing. And God, that you led him through that, you guided him through that, Lord. And I pray that you'll help each and every one of us, God, right now. That, you know, we may be down, we're discouraged, Lord. Things aren't going just exactly right. Lord, I pray that you'll help us, God, to have that Habakkuk 3:18 faith in this Habakkuk 3:17 world that we're in right now. God, just lead, God, and direct in everything that we do. And we praise your name for all that you do and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Check out rcbc.us for worship times and ministry information. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Psalm 29:11. And from our church family, God bless you.